easeability or streamlineness of it that's new.
I think he made up a word there. Easeability.
I'm pretty sure.
Did I say that?
Streamlineness is
streamlineness.
That's a unique language.
Streamlineliness.
Sorry. Yeah.
Streamlineasiness.
Sounded good out of my head. Didn't come out so well.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're joined again by Bill Hadsell, Daktronics Product Manager. He's going to talk about Data Studio for basketball. And we'll talk about how it connects to your control system, what it provides, and how it helps share data to tell a statistical story to your fans. And we're here today with Bill. Bill, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm doing fantastic. How's Matt Anderson doing over there?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thanks for asking.
I always have to ask. You never know. You're the wild card in this show.
Most days it's good.
Variable.
Most days. Most days. But Bill, we're here to talk about Data Studio for basketball. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a couple of exciting developments on the way for this upcoming NBA and collegiate sports seasons. Particularly today, we're talking about basketball. So Daktronics does a lot of things, from displays to control systems, obviously, and data interfaces is one of the things that a lot of folks aren't aware of that we do. So imagine in a production control room at a sports facility, the need to gather statistical data, marry that to graphics, and then output those graphics to a video display. So we call those sports data interfaces, and we're announcing this new development, which is Data Studio Basketball, including versions for both the NCAA data sources as well as the NBA data sources. So as a user, you can pick your experience, whether you're going to cover an NBA game or a collegiate basketball game, or both. Some facilities host both types. So they would have the option of running the software for both scenarios. The setup is pretty self-explanatory. You configure the data source, and there's a lot of default settings in there that make that almost automatic. And then you're presented with a user experience that allows the user to sort of see the statistics, see the data coming in real time, including clock and game data, scoring data from our all sports systems, as well as for each league, their official data sources. So NCAA Live Stats is for collegiate basketball.
Okay.
And the NBA uses the NBA's NGSS system for official stats. And so we hook up to both of those data sources, populate the UX with the relevant statistics and data, and allow the user to construct data to fulfill graphical templates and then send those out to AIR via show control. So this system, the data interface, is part of our show control system. It integrates with Display Studio, which is the triggering mechanism that allows the graphics to go grab the data and display those on the video displays in the arena.
When you're saying taking in data and making it into graphical templates, I guess the thing that stands out in my mind for an example are shot charts, right? So things like that?
Yeah, a user could do shot charts. A user could do things like lower third or side, you know, over the shoulder type graphics that include just numbers. Or they could use content creation systems like Content Studio, which is part of our show control system, to create templates that include the data and have effects.
Okay.
And data fields that are sort of tied to the numerical values in the data and do unique visualizations that way as well.
I feel like we jumped in really hard and heavy right there. A lot of the details of how the inner workings of this happen. So to bring it to a higher level, say I'm a basketball venue. I've got a college team that plays there regularly, and I want to be able to show a whole bunch of data on my video display. Bringing in Data Studio for basketball, NCAA version, is going to pull all that in for me. Like, I connect that with my show control system. It'll pull all those stats in for me. And then on the interface, I can see all those stats in front of me and kind of select which ones I want to use, put them into the graphical layouts and zones that I have ready, and put them on the display? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. It's automated insights for storytelling, right? That's kind of one way to think about it. What you're doing is you're faced with a huge array of data, kind of like you're indicating. How do I see the data that is most relevant to what the action that's happening on the court? And how do I take those data fields, tie them to visualizations that help the audience sort of stay engaged and make sense of the action?
Okay.
How do I tell a better story? That's really what we try to think about when we design the products.
So Matt mentioned shot charts, but you could even go to things like this and say, the data's in front of you. I've noticed this guy's made his last 4 or 5 3-point shots. Maybe I want to put that stat up there because he's getting hot and he's on the court, and I want the fans to know, hey, this guy's doing really well right now.
That's right. Insights and storytelling really are what the data is all about.
I mean,
it's not just numbers. It's what you do with it that's important. So that's what we try to enable and empower our users to be able to tell a better story to those fans.
And is this something that's, I would guess I would ask, easier to do? Because, right, these types of stats that we're talking about, I mean, I know I've seen them before in stadiums and in arenas.
Right.
I guess arenas, because we're talking about basketball. I know what you were saying, Justin. So is it just a more streamlined process, if that makes sense? Because, like I said, I've seen it in use before. Like, so the concept is not new, but maybe it's the easeability or streamlinedness of it that's new.
I think he made up a word there, easeability.
I'm pretty sure.
Did I say that?
Streamlinedness is
streamlinedness.
That's a unique language.
Streamlineliness.
Sorry, yeah.
Streamlineness.
Sounded good out of my head. Didn't come out so well.
I think we know. Yeah, we know what you mean, though.
Thanks.
Well said. Yeah, I think it's a good point. We've had these tools for a number of years. In fact, these are not new concepts. But what we've done is actually present the user with a new user interface that allows them to very quickly and easily make sense of those statistics.
Okay.
And that's the first step, right, is they need to be able to sort of see what's happening in real time in terms of the trends and the data that's coming in, and then be able to construct the story that they want to tell from that data. So they can quickly grab players or team and specific stats that they want to show based on what's happening on the court, because they can see the trends and the numbers right in front of them, and very quickly drag and drop those to a holding place in the UI that then sends that data automatically to Show Control to populate whatever kind of visualizations they want to create for their displays in the stadium.
Okay, so if they've got a layout, say they've got a lower third ready and they've got a bunch of different options for it, they could put in, say, I want a 3-point stat here for this player and here's the stat, and then they can pull that up. And then 2 minutes later, they see a different one about free throws. They could change that to free throw. This is the stat, and this is this player's percentage.
Yep. At seconds. It doesn't even, it's so quick and easy to use that literally you could change your mind as the action's happening on the court, and very quickly, in a matter of seconds, create an entirely new storyline for a graphic and send that off to the display.
You were talking about for like hooking up with official statistic providers too, so that's even something. Right, to be able to quickly, you have something going on in the game, but you're also wondering, what's your 3-point percentage like for the season so far? So I'm guessing we can take all the different types of data that comes in. I can't even think about how many there would be, right? But whether it's from the NBA or NCAA, but being able to take in those and merge them with in-game statistics, does it update, I guess, is kind of what I'm wondering too. Mm-hmm. So if the 3-point percentage going into the game, NBA game, was, 48%. I'm going to get math wrong, so I'm not going to attempt to redo the percentages.
It's a hypothetical, Matt. Just go with it.
And then they go, 2 for 3 or whatever it is. And so, does that update with the season stats that were brought in at the beginning of the game to say, here's now their season average?
Right. It's a good question. It kind of goes to the question about official data, right? So each league has its official data source, and we hook up to that data source. Some of those stats are kept in real time, in-game stats, player stats. In particular, there's minor differences between NBA and NCAA, but whatever the the official system is that supports the data for that league, we're able to grab all that data in real time. We do support season stats, player stats, player matchups, and different sorts of combinations of stats and data. In some cases, we will include updates to season stats. So for percentages, some of that is calculated and needs more time to process, so may not be available in real time. But we make our best attempts to sort of augment those stats with the live in-game stats where we're able to do that. There are certain rights and permissions issues based on the data sources where we may or may not be allowed to add to that data, because all of this data also is being populated to websites and other outlets as well. So being out of sync with the website is not really a great option either. So in some cases we do, in some cases, you know, where appropriate based on the sport or the particular stat or category of stats, we may do that. But we may also just abide by the league's data source.
So it depends on the data source, if it updates in-game or not. But there's a lot of options for this data is what we're getting at. And there's a lot of data itself that they can look at and pull from. And we've been talking basketball. So is Data Studio something that's just for our sports customers with basketball, or are there other options for that?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. There's so to the first point about lots of data, there is, if you look at the NBA's data, there's literally hundreds of fields of statistics and data that are available, including data from their advanced statistics system, the Second Spectrum player tracking data, which is being adopted, relatively new for the NBA, but this is a much more advanced sort of player tracking. Does what some people call next-gen statistics, which are sort of biometric, more geared towards player performance and speed running up and down the court,
distance traveled, and
different sort of metrics than we're accustomed to. We do have support for that data in the NBA product. The second thing is Data Studio is more than just a sports product. So this is a product family. And in fact, there's a module in this product family that's just referred to as Data Studio itself. And that is a complement to the sports-specific product. So we do have Data Studio for basketball, which is obviously very sports-specific. We also have just Data Studio, which is a more multi-purpose, sort of Swiss Army knife type tool, a software product that's capable of taking in a wide variety, sort of an array of different kinds of data, from XML to JSON to Excel to, you know, text files, industry standard types of formats, bring that data in, and then select the subtypes of data, the classes and categories and elements of those data feeds that you want to include. Some examples of that might be breaking news headlines or weather data or lottery numbers, 50-50 lotteries during a game, or weather data on a commercial billboard or headlines on a commercial sign. So yeah, it's a great point. This is not just for our sports customers. This is the Data Studio product is much more broad than that and able to be used across markets.
So we've got Data Studio itself. Then we've got Data Studio for NBA basketball and for NCAA basketball.
That's
essentially
right.
Three different modules, so to speak.
That's right.
Okay.
And they all share common tools, common user interface, and a common sort of technology platform under the hood. So it truly is a platform.
And they work within Daktronics Show Control and Venus Control Suite control systems.
That's right. Everything is tightly integrated, so you have this end-to-end solution.
I was thinking of different types of graphic data that I've seen, and you were mentioning how this can pull in, you know, weather-related type things. And I can't remember how it was explained to me a while back, but it was how we handled, it was like wind direction, the current wind direction and the speed it was going. I think I saw it at University of Minnesota when I was there. But essentially, they set up something, and it was in like a text file, and they would be able to look over there and they'd type it in, but then it would populate this graphic that went up on the displays. Because I heard you mention not just XML and RSS type feeds, but also text-based ones. So is that just in Notepad or is it in Word, or how does that even work?
Mm-hmm. So each, you know, tools like weather sensors or even, you know, data feeds provide data in any variety of formats and transport mechanisms, right? Sometimes it's serial data. Sometimes it's, you know, IP data over the internet. People even go out and grab RSS feeds just off of websites, right?
Yep.
From their CNN or from their, you know, their local news, and want to keep abreast of local events or national events, and they can just simply hook up to those data sources. And because Data Studio is capable of, asking you which type of data you want to hook up to and has parsers for all of those different types of data, you have that sort of flexibility to get data from not every data source out there, but a pretty wide array
a lot of data sources.
and make use of that data.
And if I sign up and I get this, say I get the NCAA version of Data Studio for basketball, that is built on the basic Data Studio platform. So all the basic Data Studio stuff of other data that I can pull in, like those RSS feeds, that allows me to bring that in to the arena and say, hey, the weather outside is this based on this data source?
Oh, gotcha. So they are separate modules. They're part of the same product family, but they are separate products within that family. So they can be installed side by side.
Okay.
And you don't have to leave the software to access one or the other. You simply stay within Venus Control Suite and go to the different data feeds that you want to populate. They can coexist for sure. You can you can have sports graphics that include weather data vice versa.
So if you're interested in doing something like that, it's really a communication up front. This is kind of what we're looking to do with our show. Aside from just this data, we'd like to pull in this other data and making sure that conversation happens.
That's right. Data Studio, we think of as a complement to, a sports-specific module and vice versa. They complement each other with different types of data, and you can certainly mix and match those on the same displays.
We're saying NCAA a lot, and I'm assuming that means all divisions of NCAA too. Like, it's not just geared towards one. Is it D1, D2, D3?
Yeah, it covers all the conferences and divisions. NAIA is slightly different.
Okay.
And we don't have a product for NAIA at this time. But the as far as NCAA competitions, it covers that.
And we've been talking basketball specific so far. That's the product that is currently available?
Yeah, coming in, we'll say in 2 weeks. So October 18th is our sort of initial release date. We're going to release to Dectronix customers for NBA and NCAA sort of in an incremental fashion over the course of starting on October 18th and kind of coursing into the season. As we go, we hope for more adoption, and we'll be adding features and additional customers throughout the season. We have other products, obviously, in development for other sports. So
that's where I was going next.
Yeah. So I figured you were going to ask what's next. So coming soon, football is in development. So football, like basketball, will cover both a version or an addition for NCAA as well as a version for NFL.
Okay.
And then NAIA fit in there too?
At some point, we would like to support. But actually, to your point about the different leagues and divisions, so the NBA product does support WNBA and G League games as well.
Oh, I didn't think about the G League.
Yeah.
So does it? What about their esports league?
It's just trying to be tricky.
I'm just trying to throw stuff.
I think esports would be separate from basketball. That would be a different type of sport.
Actually, be an esport.
Esport, right? Basketball. Because they have, the NBA is doing that now, where like certain teams have official esports basketball teams.
The Timberwolves won the championship.
Yeah,
Minnesota's. Yeah,
but it's esport. It's a different type of sport. It's not actual
basketball. They don't actually have a ball.
Yeah.
It's not actually a ball.
It's a virtual ball.
Okay. So this, you mentioned it comes out October 18th. So that's good because, depending upon when this ends up getting aired, though, too, we'll have, could be really soon right now. So if someone is interested in getting this, what's the best way to go about this? Just reach out to their Dectronix contact, go to the website, email someone. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would say contact your regional AE. or professional services, or even sales reps can steer you in the right direction, and we'd be happy to help you get the product and get it installed and configured for your facility.
And we'll put a couple of links in the show notes there for email addresses of who you could reach out to if you're interested in this product.
So, and then when they're asking for it, they should be asking, it's for Data Studio, right? Just say that, Data Studio and Data Studio for basketball.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Two different products, part of the same product family. And yeah, we look forward to helping folks get more out of their basketball events.
And if you mention the special code DAC Podcast, do you get any kind of discount? Not so much? Okay, never mind. This is how we determine ROI of our channel, Justin.
Yeah, we need a measurable, a smart it's goal.
Quantifiable, yeah. Streamlinable, easability-ish.
It just made me think, you hear that all the time where it's like, use promo code this and you'll get
it. It sounded good, yeah.
Promo code DACPOD.
Sounded like a likely...
we'll get you a special discount may not be a discount.
Tell them you heard it on the DAC Podcast.
I like it.
We'll send you a koozie or something like
that. Okay. Koozie.
You get DAC swag.
Koozie, you mentioned DAC Podcast.
Right. No, I think you're onto something.
Thanks, Bill.
Before Matt comes up with any other crazy ideas, we'll cut it right there and say thanks, Bill, for joining us today to tell us about Data Studio and Data Studio for basketball.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
That's good.
Sorry.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.